Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stan Fogelberg bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend, author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches and 180 Rule for Powerful Presentation. She's helping us put our best foot forward now for 16 years. We love having her on the show. She always makes us smarter. Karen, thanks for being here. Speakforyourself.com, is that right?
Absolutely.
All your stuff there, your writings, your blog, your books, your videos, lots of different resources there, right?
Yes, and I will just say that this website is not just about selling Karen. It's about making the reader more knowledgeable in the area of communication skills. Mm-hmm. So it's a great place to go to learn more.
So check it out, folks. Speakforyourself.com. You'll thank me later. Karen, we're talking about four ways to transform your team. You've discovered that your chickens have taught you a lesson about production, about performance, and on her farm, ladies and gentlemen. She's become a little farm girl. And so we talked in the previous segment about one of the four ways is defining the difference between work and performance, work and production. Don't just be busy.
Right.
Produce something. We need production. We need the cash register to ring. We need to hear ka-chings. We need to have trucks loaded up and unloaded. What's the next one?
The next one is to listen. And information talks and wisdom listens. If your teams are
Say that again.
Okay. Information talks and wisdom listens.
Write that down, folks. That's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Karen.
If your teams are underperforming, and as you just said, while I do work and live in the heart of a big city, I'm an urban girl, but I'm a farm girl on the weekend, and watching these chickens not producing eggs, and then we bought more chickens, and they did not help. If your teams are underperforming, like my cute little chickens, ask questions. Then, here's the hard part, then we have to shut up and listen. And that's really difficult to do. Mm-hmm. And if you do this, then you can discern the nuance. You can look at the story of your office and the story of the people that work there and the story of your strategy, and learn what needs to be tweaked.
If you listen to them working with each other, you might identify where you're stuck. You might identify where the problem is. The problem might not be with Sue or John. It might be with Sue and John. Sue and
right. In my long career as a communication expert, one would think I would just be talking about how to communicate. And one of the hardest parts about communicating is to be quiet, mm-hmm. and to listen, but to listen in an active way so that you can discern what's wrong with your chickens, what's wrong with the business, what's wrong with the supply chain. So that's the second thing. Right. First was to define. Second is to listen. And the third way to transform your team is to align. Effective teams are aligned. They work together rather than like idiot chickens just killing each other. You want to align on values, which I want you to define. That was number one on our list. But to align on values and foundation that share a common mission.
And some of this goes back to the team you put together. it goes back to when you bring people on board, the kind of people you look for, the kind of profile of individual you're looking for. Some of your alignment could go back to the beginning, right?
Exactly. And your goal as the leader of your business is to create these teams with trusted relationships. And trust is my most favorite word when it comes to communication skills. Trust within the organization creates trust with your clients, trust with your prospects. Mm-hmm. And an alignment of your values can create a successful outcome rather than a bunch of chickens running around pecking at each other.
And now we come back. Now we come to the part of where we started, the difference between work and production. And the way you make that distinction, you have this other step you take. Tell us about it.
Exactly. My fourth and final way is to have accountability. And we've added this into my speak for yourself world. I brought on a great associate that does these types of testing, and you might have heard of them, the DISC profile.
Of course.
Checkpoint 360, the Profile XT. I have somebody on my team that goes into companies and works with teams on how to gain leadership skills through accountability. And I'm very excited to now offer that. But the accountability measure is just what you and I have been talking about this whole segment, mm-hmm. is running around clucking and pecking does not create the egg.
Karen, thanks. Good job today. Karen Cortell Russell, ladies and gentlemen. Speakforyourself.com. Hey, Karen, will you come back soon?
I'd love to.
I love having you on the show.
Always enjoy it.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.